I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, the story of the Hollywood Shorties, the basketball team comprised of little people with very big personalities. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Madison Bumgarner led the Giants to victory in their wild card game against the Mets on Wednesday, pitched a 9-inning shutout, gave up only 4 hits. I'm not sure anybody needed reminding that he's a very good playoff pitcher, but he's a very good playoff pitcher.
All right, first of all, it was a great pitcher's duel, but it was conducted between two players named Noah Syndergaard and Madison Bumgarner.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to legendary pitchers named Chief and Lefty?
If they keep pitching this way, they'll earn nicknames.
Where did we get these multisyllabic cats? No, Madison Bumgarner is a phenomenon. I saw him work his magic a couple of years ago in the one-game playoff against Pittsburgh. And this, by the way, is why I love the one-game playoff.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who don't like it. I love it.
I think I'm supposed to say that the AL wild card game between the Orioles and the Blue Jays was marred by a beer can throwing incident. That's what we say in these instances, right? We use marred in this case. Anyway, happily, the guy who threw the can had lousy aim. He didn't hit anybody, and modern technology tracked him down.
Yeah, this doesn't make me feel real good about the right to privacy, but they did have 9 zillion security cameras around the old ball yard, and they caught the guy, and he's a 41-year-old copy editor. Copy editors are up to no good, Bill. I've known this for years.
Spoken like a writer.
Anyway, I'm glad they caught him. I hope he's never allowed in a Major League Stadium again.
The ESPN radio affiliate that normally airs East Carolina football games has stopped doing that. The team must be terrible this year.
No, they're doing it because the East Carolina band took part in the now growing movement of kneeling during the national anthem to bring attention to the problem of people being killed by police. So Colonial Media and Entertainment has decided it's not going to broadcast the game as a protest against the protest.
That'll fix them.
Yeah, really.
Charlie, on Monday, the Supreme Court refused to hear the Ed O'Bannon case, which challenged the NCAA's amateurism rules. The lower court's ruling stands for now, meaning, do we understand what?
No, meaning we're in limbo, and the NCAA still has an opportunity to negotiate its way out of this mess it's made for itself, and the odds are he won't do that. You know, I don't think they were likely to hear the case anyway. The statement from the Supreme Court saying why it wasn't going to hear the case mentioned that amateurism is an essential component of college sports, which you and I both know is nonsense and probably doesn't exist. But in any event, that has given the NCAA a little thing to hang its hat on. Again, I tell the NCAA, find a way to a soft landing. Otherwise, it's all going to fall down on your head.
I like the way you've provided yet one more reason why neither you nor I has a seat on the Supreme Court. This week, the NBA and the Players Union said that they are confident they can work out a new collective bargaining agreement before December 15th, thus avoiding a potential work stoppage. So where's the fun in that?
The deal that they signed, which was in 2011, has an opt-out clause on December 15th, which both sides are taking as a deadline to get a new deal done.
Mm-hmm.
Given the fact that, you know, what we're going to see in football, which is going to be a bloodbath next time, I think the NBA is going to once again win by comparison.
The NHL regular season begins on Wednesday. Are you geared up for next week's Parade of the Zambonis?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it entirely. I'm looking forward to seeing Connor McDavid, the youngest captain in NHL history. He's 19 years and 266 days old.
Where do you go after being named captain of a professional hockey team at the age of 19?
Well, if you're captain of the Edmonton Oilers, you go someplace to get paid.
I guess. Or maybe you set the record for longest stint as captain. He's got an early start.
Well, I mean, that assumes, of course, that he will be captain with the Rangers or wherever he winds up when he goes for the real payday.
The WNBA Finals begin on Sunday night, and if the Minnesota Lynx prevail over the Los Angeles Sparks, that'll make it 4 titles in the past 6 seasons for the Lynx and their head coach, Cheryl Reeve. Time to break up the Lynx?
No, I mean, not only that, but it'll tie them with the Houston Comets for the most titles in the history of the league, and they'll become the first team to repeat since the LA Sparks in 2001-2002. It's proof that you can build a competitive team of some sort in Minneapolis, and they've certainly done that.
For the first time ever, an American has been hired to coach in England's Premiership. Unhappily for Bob Bradley, he will be coaching Swansea City. So if he can't turn him around pretty quickly, he won't be coaching in the Premiership for very long. They're currently on the brink of relegation. So blessing or curse to get hired?
Well, I mean, you know, Bradley was the United States national coach for a while. It's an opportunity. I think everyone's looking at Leicester City now, Bill, and thinking, if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, and they're in the middle of the pack, too, this year. It actually is kind of a good thing, probably, if you're going to get hired as a coach. Get hired when the team is kind of down, not right after they've won.
No,
right?
And definitely not after they've been relegated. Because right. if you could stave off relegation, that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely right. When FIFA's officials descend on Zurich for their next meeting, they will not... We can't even get through the...
Go ahead.
They
go ahead,
will
go ahead.
Not
I'm
be staying at the luxurious Bar-A-Lock Hotel. What, they find a place with 6 stars?
Actually, I suspect they found a hotel that will allow them to check in under aliases. Because the reason they checked out of the other hotel was it kept getting raided. Was it being raided for drugs? No. Was it being raided for illegal gambling or weapon sales? No. It was being raided because it was home to a bunch of FIFA crooks.
That doesn't necessarily mean that all that other stuff wasn't involved, by
That's
the way.
True.
And finally, Charlie, a reminder that club sports must be celebrated no matter the size of the shadow cast by the varsity. Tell us the tale of how the club lacrosse teams from Western Michigan and Dayton determined a winner when lightning interrupted their game.
Western Michigan defeated Dayton because they were better at rock, paper, scissors.
No contact.
Absolutely not. And the interesting,
nobody got hurt.
And the interesting thing, Bill, is that FIFA used to decide the draw by rock, paper, scissors, betting $1 million that paper would cover rock.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.